中医中药之所以不科学。
The reason why traditional Chinese medicine and traditional Chinese pharmacy are not scientific.
是因为现在的科学无法解释中医中药。
Because modern science cannot explain traditional Chinese medicine TCM and its herbs.
这是因为科学不够发达，还很低级啊。
This is because science is not yet developed and still very primitive.
并不能说明中医中药无效。
This cannot be used to prove that traditional Chinese medicine and herbs are ineffective.
关于科学的局限性
Regarding the limitations of science,
我之前发了三期视频了啊。
I have already posted 3 videos before.
感兴趣的可以回去看看。
If you're interested, you can go back and take a look.
这次呢，咱们把中医中药分开说啊。
Okay, let's talk about traditional Chinese medicine and traditional Chinese herbs separately.
先说中医吧。
Let's talk about traditional Chinese medicine.
现代医学讲的是微观啊。
Modern medicine talks about the microscopic.
中医讲的是宏观。
Traditional Chinese medicine emphasizes the holistic view.
现在主流医学遵循的是还原论啊。
Currently, mainstream medicine follows reductionism.
实证量化极致分析的研究方式。
Research methods for the ultimate analysis of traditional Chinese medicine TCM principles.
把复杂系统拆解成局部。
Decompose complex systems into local parts.
用解剖、生理、病理。
Using anatomy, physiology, pathology.
药理。
Pharmacology.
临床试验等等手段啊。
Clinical trials and other methods.
解释这是什么?
What is this?
为什么会这样?
Why is this the case?
而中医偏向于宏观整体,中医的阴阳五行气血。
And traditional Chinese medicine tends to focus on the macro level, such as the yin and yang, the five elements, and the acupoints in the overall system of traditional Chinese medicine.
经络、穴位都很难被解剖学发现和证实。
The acupuncture points are difficult to be found and verified by anatomy.
就比如针灸吧。
For example, acupuncture.
针灸扎穴位。
Acupuncture.
治病可太多了啊。
There are so many ways to treat it.
很管用的。
Very effective.
但之前科技不发达。
However, in the past, technology was not advanced.
解剖学解剖了半天。
Anatomy dissected for half a day.
也找不着个穴位。
I can't find a loophole.
直到21世纪后的研究才陆续证明啊。
It wasn't until research in the 21st century that it was gradually proven.
经络和穴位在微观上是存在的。
The meridians and acupoints exist at the microscopic level. 2018年
纽约的西奈山医学院利用核磁共振技术发现了细胞间质的液体通道。
New York's Mount Sinai Hospital has discovered liquid channels in the cell interstitium using MRI technology.
这个发现为理解穴位如何通过体液运输来调节身体提供了新的解剖学线索。
This discovery provides new anatomical clues for understanding how blood levels are regulated by fluid transport in the body.
2023年以后的显微解剖和 B 超显示表明。
Furthermore, the fiber dissection and B ultrasound examinations performed after 2003 showed that
穴位不是一个一个的点儿。
Acupuncture points are not just individual points,
而是皮下稀松结缔组织、筋膜、神经末梢，还有微血管的密集区。山东。
Located in the paravascular space of the brain.
省立医院王登涛团队也通过高科技验证了70多个传统穴位。
The team led by Wang Jintao at the provincial hospital has successfully verified more than 70 traditional acupuncture points through high-tech methods.
对于这些穴位啊，精准施针才有用，歪一点它就没用了。
These acupuncture points are only effective if they are precisely located. If they are even slightly off, they will not work.
而这些穴位的形态上
And the shapes of these acupuncture points
和古人说的外有口内有底儿
This is like what the ancients said. There's a way out even if it seems impossible.
四壁有界是一样的
Four must be the same.
而随着科技的发展呢
And with the development of technology,
中医的理论也是在一步一步被验证之中的。
The theories of traditional Chinese medicine are also being verified step by step.
所以科学解释不了中医。
Therefore, science cannot explain traditional Chinese medicine.
那不是中医的事儿啊。
That's not about traditional Chinese medicine.
是科学的事儿。
It's a scientific matter.
是科学不够发达。
It is not scientific enough.
再说中药啊。
Talking about traditional Chinese medicine again.
中药也是一样。
Traditional Chinese medicine is also the same.
之前咱们也说了好几回中药了。
We have talked about traditional Chinese medicine several times before.
之前就提到了某公司曾经做过安宫牛黄丸6000例的真实世界研究，数据表明非常有效啊。
Previously, it was mentioned that a company had conducted a real-world study of 6,000 doses of Agnus Castus, which showed that it was very effective.
但是我们依然无法分辨出到底是哪一种或者哪几种化学成分。
However, we still cannot distinguish which chemical component or components
在其主要作用
It plays a major role.
这是因为啊，中药的成分过于的复杂了。
This is because the ingredients of traditional Chinese medicine are too complex.
你想啊，拿安宫牛黄丸举例子。
Think of Agnus Castus as an example.
它里边有11味药材。
There are 11 kinds of medicinal herbs inside.
有牛黄
with cow dung,
麝香是
musk water,
牛角黄
horned yellow,
连黄芪
licorice,
栀子
cardamom,
冰片
ice,
珍珠
earth,
朱砂雄黄
vermilion and ochre,
还有蜂蜜
air is honey.
传统治法的话
Traditionally,
还要用金箔包衣
Still need to use gold-plated package.
这每一味药材里边都有十几种几十种是
Each of these herbs contains dozens of different kinds.
是几百上千种化学成分
Even hundreds or thousands of chemical components.
加上制作过程中
In addition to making cheng cheng,
需要把这些药材都研磨打碎。
These herbs need to be ground and crushed.
然后高温加热，再混合，再烘干，再存储。
Then heat and heat are mixed, then dried and then stored.
里边鬼知道哪几种化学成分和哪几种化学成分发生反应了。成
I don't know which chemical components reacted with which.
是什么化学
What to generate?
成分了。你
Chemical composition.
你知道哪种是催化剂吗
Do you know which one is a chemical agent?
要真想分析出来到底有效成分是什么太
What are the effective ingredients in the true product that have been analyzed?
难了所以
Too difficult.
所以说不是中药不科学而是科学原
Therefore, it is not that traditional Chinese medicine is not scientific, but that science is not traditional Chinese medicine.
远远落后于中医中药。
Far behind traditional Chinese medicine.
比如说解剖学呀。
For example, anatomy.
化学呀。
Chemistry.
甚至量子物理学啊。
Even quantum physics.
还有 AI 啊。
There is also AI.
再发展几十年才能发现中药中更多的科学性。
It will take another few decades to discover more scientific principles in traditional Chinese medicine.
刚才说的是传统中药啊。
I just said traditional Chinese medicine.
现代中药又不太一样。
Modern traditional Chinese medicine is different.
现代中药呢是符合现代科学范式的。
Currently, traditional Chinese medicine is in line with the modern scientific paradigm.
不再仅仅依赖于中药的传承经验。
It's not just dependent on the chemical composition of the drug.
而是主动拥抱了现代的科技。
Do you know that you have embraced modern technology?
中药
Traditional Chinese medicine
也正在经历一场从经验制药到精准制药
is also undergoing a transition from traditional experience-based drug development to precision drug development.
再到智能制药的跨越
to the leap to intelligent medicine.
现代中药实现了生产全流程标准化。
Modern traditional Chinese medicine has achieved standardization of the entire production process.
告别了古法经验的误差。
Saying goodbye to the errors of traditional experience.
还对有效成分进行了定向提。
Targeted the active ingredients.
提纯，配合。
Improved coordination.
现代药理研究逻辑。
Current pharmacological research logic
同时还依托循证医学
also relies on evidence-based medicine
大家人工智能啊
in addition to artificial intelligence
补上了传统中药的临床短板
fill in the gaps in the clinical application of traditional Chinese medicine
现代中药无论是片剂胶
Modern traditional Chinese medicine, whether in tablet form,
功能还是颗粒
efficiency or granularity,
都对用法用量进行了精准的标注
All usages and quantities have been accurately labeled.
药物的起效时间还有代谢周期
The onset time and metabolic cycle of the drug,
全部经过了科学检测
All are scientifically unproven.
既能保留老中药的疗效
can retain the efficacy of traditional Chinese medicine.
又契合现代人用药习惯和药品管理规范
also meets the modern usage habits and drug management standards.
更重要的是啊
more importantly,
现代中药要经过完整的临床试验才可以上市销售的
Modern traditional Chinese medicine must undergo complete clinical trials before being sold.
所以我们总结一下啊。
So, let's summarize.
科学呢，它是动态发展的，科学解释不了的事太多了啊。
Science, with its dynamic development, can explain many things, but there are still many things it cannot explain.
远不止中医中药。
More than just traditional Chinese medicine.
比如说现在啊，咱们的大脑是怎么样产生主观意识的？这个事儿。
For example, how our brains currently produce subjective consciousness.
科学它就解释不了暗物质。
Science cannot explain dark matter.
还有暗能量也解释不了宇宙的起源。
Dark energy also cannot explain the origin of the universe.
目前都说是宇宙大爆炸是吧
Currently, everyone says that the Big Bang is the correct theory, right?
但是起点之前是什么
But what was before the starting point?
科学也解释不了
Science cannot explain
量子纠缠的超距作用
Super entanglement
科学也解释不了
Science cannot explain
就连很多生物的规律的迁徙
Even the migration patterns of many organisms.
科学也都解释不了。
Science can't explain it either.
科学还很年轻啊。
Even though he's still young.
能解释的东西太少了。
There's not much to explain.
科学目前还很落后啊。
Science is still very backward.
很不成熟。
Not mature.
人类目前呢，基本相当于只会烧开水。
Currently, humans are basically equivalent to only being able to boil water.
对，当然了。
Of course.
啊，这也是科学的魅力所在。
This is also the charm of science.
有无限的路需要去开拓啊。
There are endless roads to explore. Like, paid attention to the meeting.